Mornings with Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA and on the ABC Listen app.
Now, I wonder how politically engaged you were at school. Were you interested in politics? Did you ever take notice of the conversations Mum and Dad might have had about candidates, particularly in the lead up to the election? Were you politically engaged at school? Was it encouraged at your school? And if the answer is not a lot, I wonder at what point you did start to take an interest. Was it at 18 when you were entitled to vote? And if not, why not? Just have a think about that, and I'm happy to take your calls on this. And I want you to listen to these very impressive young ladies. We sent Kate Lever back to school to chat to some Year 12 political and legal studies students about the state election.
We're the Santa Maria Year 12 politics and law students, so we've all gone into Year 12 and chosen politics and law as a subject. It's quite fascinating learning how the country works and getting a sense of an understanding of what I will be engaging in the future with voting, which I will be doing very soon.
When I joined, I realised how much I was missing out on by not doing politics and law and finding out things that will help me throughout, like, my whole life, voting and everything. Like, it's so interesting, and I'm really glad I did it.
How much have you been following this current state election campaign?
So I've been hearing a lot about it on the radio and on social media, which is, I guess, good for, like, upcoming voters. And especially the radio advertisements. I've heard a lot from the Labor Party and Mark McGowan saying employing Western Australians. So I feel like that gives us as, like, nearly voters a chance to see, like, what it's all about and what their policies are and how we can make decisions on who we are going to vote by them using social media platforms.
Mark McGowan has become quite, you know, he's become a bit of a TikTok star. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's been a lot of things circulating about him on a lot of different, like, media formats, and I saw on the news that someone had had a tattoo of him on their legs, so that's quite an extreme, but yeah.
My parents are pretty interested in it, and I feel like we're all, as a family, we're more interested in it because of, like, COVID, and it's made us more aware of what's happening in our government, our state government, and wanting to know what, Labor is wanting to implement into their policies.
And how do you feel about the prospect of being able to vote?
I think it's pretty exciting for most of us. I know as soon as I turned 17, I went and was trying to find the paperwork to enrol myself to vote when I turned 18. Looking around, like, on the news and seeing all the things about the upcoming election and the upcoming federal election soon, which when most of us will be 18, it's quite a big prospect to think that for most of us we'll be able to vote.
I find it really exciting that in more, like, less than a year I'll be able to vote, and to think, like, I've already started looking at policies and everything and deciding, like, what parties I think I might, like, relate to the most. It's a very exciting prospect to know that we'll be deciding the country's future in a very short while.
You guys are obviously very engaged. You're studying this. It's a big part of what you're doing, you know, for your final exams and everything. Do you think that's echoed among other people your age?
I find doing politics and law as a subject is really beneficial because it gives me, like, an outlook on our society and Australia as a whole and WA. And I find with, like, my peers, they're not as aware of, like, politics in Australia. So I feel like because I do politics, I can kind of, like, help them, like, know what they want to do, because I feel like they're not really too sure about politics.
I think that the main discussion is around, like, well, who's going to win and, like, what they're actually going to, like, implement if they get in. So we've had a few discussions about, like, Labor and Liberal and how, like, they're kind of, like, the main competitors at the moment, and, like, about the big personalities.
I feel like McGowan did a really good job in his response to COVID. Like, it was really fast.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was, like, February 2021, it was above 90%, his approval rate. I guess, personally, I lean a little bit more Liberal. However, I would have probably voted for him if I could have in this election.
I'm very surprised to see how Liberal has already accepted sort of the defeat, and their trying to get more in, like, locally rather than state-wise. And they've introduced quite a few policies, like, to do with climate change and stuff, which is quite progressive for Liberals usually, which is quite interesting to see how they are, like, trying to match McGowan's, but I do think McGowan will win because he's done a brilliant job with handling the state.
The Santa Maria Year 12 course, we look a lot at current studies as well as prominent figures of politicians in government currently, and we sort of get a look of their actions not only in government but addressing issues that come up, like during question time. A lot of things that we've noticed is they very much derail direct questions to not answer them completely. It's a bit confusing for watchers because a general question that we want answered can turn into a big, big, lengthy like monologue about how their party is very, very amazing.
In class, because we're an all-girls school, we like to talk about how there's not that much female representation in Parliament, and I think all of us would like love to see more women involved, and to because it's such a male-dominated field.
Well, thank you for having me and inviting me back to school in my old classrooms, and it's been fantastic. I really appreciate it.
See you guys.
Bye, thank you.
Bye. Gee, they're onto it, aren't they? They are well and truly onto it. Kate Lever there going back to her old school at Santa Maria. A very impressive bunch of girls there.